have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wildwine. Well, listen, we're super excited you could be back with us another week as the Lord has graced us all with favor and mercy. We woke up this morning with new mercies on today. That's something to shout about. That's something to glorify him because he alone is worthy. I don't know what you've been through on today, but let me decree and declare today is a great day. Today is a day we've never seen before, and the Lord is good. We'd like to send a shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen in on today. And whether it's your first time or your visiting time again, we say thank you, thank you, thank you to our own visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, the baddest producer in town, my sister, your sister in Christ. God bless you on this evening, as well as our Elations family. We love you on today. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., God bless you for all of your love and support. We appreciate you on today. But guess what? To our guest of honor, our Abba Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ, we thank him for all things. And to our special guest, Pastor Lo Curry, Senior, God bless you. Listen, we are so grateful on today that the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. I want to start out that way because I want you to know when praises go up, blessings come down. So let's praise him together and let's begin with a word of prayer that we will get clarity and everything that the Lord wants to do. Amen. So let's go forth in the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you and praising you for yet another day, a day filled with new mercies, a day filled with victory, a day filled with your love, a day filled with everything you've afforded us through your grace. We say thank you. We ask, oh Lord, that you come into this podcast, have your divine will and way, show up and show out, open ears that they may hear, open eyes that they may see, open hearts that they may receive, and that you be glorified. It is all for your glory, God, and we thank you in advance for all that you're doing and what you're saying to the body of Christ on today. We thank you for our special guest, Pastor Lo Curry Sr., and his beautiful wife, Pastor Alicia Curry, and the Curry the Cross Church. Amen. Lord, we ask that you bless them, protect them, and keep them. We thank you for all of our Elations family. I thank you for my husband and family. I thank you for everyone listening in. Lord, you know what is needed on today. You know what the people are crying out to you for. We say thank you for a place of unity and one accord, and thank you for your perfect will being done. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hear all unspoken requests. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I am super excited today for us to be talking in our exhortation about wade in the water. I don't know about you, but when I grew up in church, that was one of the songs that they sang when people were ready to be baptized. And what does it mean to be baptized? It means for us to be submerged in water, cleansed from our sin, and wake up and come up in a way that we are free from bondage and sin. Let me say that again. We're submerged in water, cleansing us from all of our sin, cleansing us from all of the things that would keep us alienated from God. But on today, we're going to be talking about a different type of water. It's water that will cleanse, heal, deliver, and strengthen. But this water you can stand on. Hallelujah. I am grateful that we are going to be studying in the book of St. Matthew in the 14th chapter. Amen. We want to go there because we want you to understand the power of God allowing us to hear how powerful he is when he bids for us. What are you believing God for on today? Are you trusting him for the ordinary? Or do you do as Jesus did when everything he did, everything he touched was more than natural? It was supernatural. Are you believing God for something, first of all, called souls? Are you believing him that your family will be saved, your neighbors will be saved, your friends, whoever God has laid on your heart, have you been laboring in prayer for them? Have you asked God to come in and have his divine way? I am a firm believer that in order for souls to be saved, it begins with prayer. We must have strategies. Just like you go on a job, there are some people that can tell you when they began a position, 4 years down the road, they expect to be here. 4 more years down the road, they expect to be there. But when it comes to the body, we should have a tenacity for souls. Why? Because they're crying out in these last days. They are calling out for a Savior to save them from their sin. They're looking to and fro to see who it is that they may have, that they can glean from to know he's real. Is that you? Is that me? Is that those that cling to his name? I want you to know on today, we all have a responsibility to serve him in this matter. But I want to let you know that there are times when we're going to find ourselves just like a brother called Peter. Listen, there are times when you're going to go through in your life. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to get it all right. And guess what? He still loves you. I want us to examine this passage because I often say, and I tease my niece, and I teach this to young people because I want to relate to them in a relatable way. And we talk about the aspect of what happened with Jesus and his disciples. If you will, let me paraphrase his posse on today. His homeboys that hung with him, the ones that were closest to him, that knew him, that ate with him, that went with him. They saw miracles. They saw the things that nobody else sees because of their intimacy with him. Let us begin and just be able to go over this passage. We're going to be reading again from St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, and we're going to be talking about how Peter walked on the water. Amen. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. Listen to the instructions. He made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, he knew what he had to do because there are times if you read in the word how the multitudes pressed upon him and they wanted to be close to him. But Jesus, now I don't know if you ever caught this, but I'm telling you, it's something to think about. He went ahead and told them, go on and get in the boat. Go ahead of them to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. He went up by himself, like we go before the word to the Lord. We're reading from the New International Version. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. Now, I don't know about you. They've seen Jesus do a lot of things. But Jesus said, you know what? He had been with the Father. And he decided to walk on the lake. It was interesting. The word began by saying it was shortly before dawn. 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. Listen, I often tell young people this. When you're rolling with your homeboys and your homegirls, and they say they're very close to you, they need to pay attention to who you are, what you're like, to know it's really you. See, in darkness, we can't always see clearly, but something about character, something about integrity, something about the real you want to stand up, that somebody can, oh, yeah, that's them. Oh, yeah, they walk that way. Or, yeah, that's them. Oh, that's their favorite color. That's their jacket. Or, yes, that's them. Something ought to identify with who you are that someone would know who you are. It's interesting to me, after all the time spent with Jesus, that they compared him to a ghost because, oh my God, they saw him do something they had not seen him do before. They looked out and saw a man on a lake and said, it is a ghost. Now, in the human form. We've never done that. Therefore, it couldn't be a human being. It has to be a ghost. First mistake. Because had they paid attention to who he was, they would understand he could do anything but fail. They would have to understand he would be able to relate to them on many levels. Sometimes God wants to relate to us in a way he's never related to us before, and it is not for us to tremble in fear, but to be able to understand his majesty, his power, his truth, so that we'll know who he is. Let us continue to read on, my Lord, today. 26 reads again, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Then one of your homeboys and your homegirls, the disciple said, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Let me tell you about all of those that talk about Peter. Peter, the one that cussed, they say, the one that got with the soldier, the one that was bold. He's always been bold. He's always had that. But he also had another sign that the Lord said, before the cock crow three times, you're going to deny me. Listen to me. Be careful watching folks. thinking that they're not as close to the Lord as they are. Because it's interesting to me that Peter, the one that everybody talks about, was the only one that got out the boat. He was willing to walk on the water. You know, if you say that's who you are, then I have enough faith, come on here, to walk out there with you. Do we have enough faith to walk on the water of life and have what God says that we should have? I'm not talking about your houses. I'm not talking about cars. I'm not talking about the natural things of this world. Do we have enough faith that souls can be won just at the mention of his name, that our lives are mirror something that somebody says, who are you and how can I get to know him? Because when it's all said and done, that's where our crown is going to come from. That is what we will emulate, the reflection of him, just like Peter asked, bid me to come unto you. Woo! And, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me, make it personal, somebody today, tell me to come to you on the water. What did Jesus say? One word, come, he said. Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Let me tell you, have you ever cried out, Lord, save me, in your saved state? And even when you don't know the Lord like that, there are times when you come and life can beat you up with problems, with troubles, with things that will make you feel like you can't make it, and you have to cry out, Lord, save me. And when you cry out, Lord, save me, I want you to know what he did for Peter, he'll do for you. Immediately, notice that word keeps coming up, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Listen, if you're going to roll with me, if you're going to hang with me, after all you've seen me do, and that I said, greater shall ye do in my name. What's up? Why are you so scared? Why are you acting like that, Peter? And can you imagine Peter at that moment, after all of his walking with Jesus, after all of his talking with Jesus, feeling as if you sure right. You're right about that. And then feeling in the same breath that you love me enough not to let me sink. I need to let you know today, God loves you enough not to let you sink. He immediately reached out his hand. Today, he's immediately in the midst of the floods, in the midst of fires, in the midst of everything, immediately cried out. Immediately. And then he saw the hand of God. He saw our elder brother Jesus tell him, ye of little faith, why do you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, he didn't leave them out, when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Truly, truly. Have you had a moment with Jesus where you found he truly was the Son of God? Have you found that in his life that he shared with you, his grace that he's given you, his power, and what he said, greater shall ye do in his name? Have you found that he loves you like that? Have you found that he cared enough, that he wouldn't leave you or forsake you, the word says. He would be about his Father's business. He knows what you need and how you need it. He knows how to get to you. He knows how to pull you up out of something. But here's what I love about Peter. He was able to do it. He was able to trust him. Able to let him have his way. I trust him on today to know when it's all said and done, he's always going to come and see about you. He's always going to do what needs to be done in your life that he can be glorified, that he can sit down when it don't seem favorable and right in your life and love on you, that he gets you to the cross. Going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to, I need somebody to catch that today. He's going to do it when you cry out, Lord, save me. I love him for that. I love him that he's able to do anything but fail. God is available for you. He's available to you. He wants you to know his love is real. He will not fail. He won't forsake you because he cares just for you. The word concludes by saying, when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. If you got to hang with somebody, if you're going to be your homeboy, no disrespect, but we have to meet him where we are. We have to meet him in the place that he can touch us, heal us, deliver us immediately as we touch him. And then in healing, if it's in process, it may take a little bit, we wait on him. But the Bible says the joy of the Lord will be our strength. The joy of the Lord will be our strength. So when we first began talking about wading in the water, I don't know about you. You can sit on the side of the pool, put your toes in the water, make little circles, and guess what? You're wading in the water. But it's a whole different thing to go from wading in the water to walking on the lake. Walking on the water. Here's what I want to conclude with. Walking on the water will require Jesus. Can't walk on the water by yourself. In biblical terms, it was mandatory and necessary for Jesus to do something they hadn't seen him do before, that they would understand even the more how great his ministry and life was. Sometimes we can sit, not even understanding what God is doing in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's not be fooled by looking at the outward appearance. It is God that looks at the heart, that he can immediately save us all from our troubles. I pray that this exhortation encouraged you, strengthened you, helped you to know you're not alone, that our God reigns, and he loves you, and he cares, and he will not forsake you. But here's one thing I want to conclude with. Make sure, like Peter, you stay right there. Stay close to him. Appreciate him. Love him. Call on him. And live for him. And I promise you, it may not always be easy, but it'll always be all right. Because there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls. Not some of the stuff you want folks to know or don't know, but all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. So when you feel in your lowest and feel like there's no hope and you feel like don't know what to do, I want you to call on the name of the Lord and watch him come through for you. Thank you for being with us on today's exhortation. We studied from St. Matthew's, the 14th chapter, and we read from the 22nd through the 36th verse. I pray the Lord has a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Now listen, I am excited because it's always great when we have family on. And on today, our special guest is going to be our very own brother in the Lord, Pastor Lo Curry Sr., and he's going to be sharing nuggets with us about an upcoming event that they're hosting and that is good for me. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than our brother, Pastor Lo Curry Sr. God bless you on today.
Bless you, Pastor Lo. Bless you. Glory be to God.
Well, you know, we are super excited to have you on in honor to your beautiful wife, my sister, our sister, Pastor Alicia Curry and your family, and our hubby, Pastor Don, sends his love as well. And, you know,
Amen.
We at Elations with our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson, we're just a family of love. It is a beautiful thing to be with other believers in ministry, and there's no combativeness, there's no competition. We honor God for what he's doing in our Elation family. So listen, without further ado, I want you to share with the listening audience what the Lord has put on your heart and share with us about this wonderful event that's coming up on this weekend for Curry the Cross Church. Go ahead, my brother. The floor is yours.
Hallelujah. How's everybody doing? It is a pleasure to be here. Oh, man, it's always awesome to be here. The Lord has placed in my spirit the Rise of the Kingdom Man Conference. Yes, it will be August 12th at 7 p.m. located at 14550 New Hallsbury Road. When I tell you the Lord is moving, he's moving. I just remember just sitting down and the Lord said, do a Kingdom Man Conference. And it's a lot of brothers that's out here lost. It's we need a you know, shout out, you know, the brothers, glory be to God, the talking to brothers, hallelujah. Like he said in Ezekiel, I looked for some and there was none. And the Lord has said, I'm re-looking. Glory be to God. I'm re-looking. Glory be to God. So the Lord is calling for all the brothers, hallelujah, to take their rightful position. Glory be to God. In the kingdom, glory be to God, has been the head. Glory be to God, the federal headship in the mighty name of Jesus. So, you know, I'm just excited what the Lord is going to be doing in this conference. The Lord is going to be healing. He's going to be delivering. It's going to be some incredible thing that takes place. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited.
That is something to be excited for, because we know that across the land, we see in our community, we see it in various places. We even see it in the church where men are in a place where God is doing a marvelous thing to heal, to help. One thing we know is women talk. We talk, we pray together. It's very seldom we can see. When we look in the church, we can find men there. I know that God is utilizing you and all those that are going to be there with you. Share with us who's going to be at the men's conference with you. The kingdom, let me clarify, the kingdom men's conference. Oh, there is a difference, because a men's conference can be just for the total men, but we know we can't do anything in Christ without Christ. So talk to us about the kingdom men's conference.
Yes. Oh, my Lord. We have my big brother, Pastor Prophet Elijah Cole. I've been knowing this man of God for a long time. And the Lord handpicked Pastor Prophet Elijah Cole, also Pastor Prophet Jermaine Green. Oh, my Lord, I also have my God Squad brother, my brother, glory be to God, Pastor Anthony Harrison. He's going to be there. I have my sister. She's going to come in and worship Dr. Kenora and the worshipers. Glory be to God.
Yes.
We also have Apostle Lizzie, glory be to God, who's going to be in there flagging. We have a lot of things going on, glory be to God. And what's most important, sister, is the Lord handpicked everything. Hallelujah. He handpicked everyone that's going to be there. The Lord handpicked it. I had nothing to do with it. I was just an obedient vessel in the mighty name of Jesus. But the Lord handpicked everyone that's going to be in this conference. It's going to be anointed, Holy Ghost fire. Glory be to God. It's about to be a Holy Ghost party, because we know ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
Yeah. And listen, when you can worship him and praise him, and that's another beautiful thing that we need to see with men. Recently, our organization did a Men on a Mission. Listen, I'm just going to put it out there. In the church is a blessed thing, but listen, I heard you say, brother, I did not understand and hear you say it's only for the men in the church. Come on. You said it's a kingdom men's conference, which means it's open to all men, that they can come and find those that are not saved, who our Lord and Savior Jesus is.
Yes.
And speaking of your gift, the pastor, Elijah, oh, my God. We've known him for years. Beautiful, beautiful. Him and Sister Carlos, woman of God, beautiful couple.
Yes.
Known them for years. Knew their parents, you know. And just thank God, you know. Remember when Dad went on to glory, and I praise God for him. Listen, it's something when the mantle gets passed, right? And it doesn't mean at the moment that it gets passed. God is perfecting and doing something that he gets all the glory for. We get to behold what was imparted in his life by watching him do what God say do. And listen how God selected you all to be brothers in the Lord. And then your brother, Pastor Jermaine Green and his beautiful wife,
Lord.
Margaret. Listen, God is doing great and mighty things with their ministry. We found out about them when Pastor Don went in the wheelchair. A friend who ends up being a cousin to them ends up telling us about, and I received all these videos about this man, glory to God, who got out of the wheelchair. He got out of the wheelchair. And we said eventually God will cross the path, but my husband eventually is going to meet him. I bless God for your obedience and all that God is doing for you. Hallelujah. And then our sister Kanoi, what can we say about the woman of God who God's hand is upon, the worshiper, the woman of God, the preaching minister? What can we say that God is using her like never before? And our very, listen, the flagger, listen, God is moving in a miraculous way. And he wants us to, can I say this? He don't want us to get used to church as usual. He may just want to pop off something we have never seen before because he's God. Why? Because he is in charge. That means that whole service, like you said, handpicked and ready by God, is already set up for the people of God, that they would understand, hey, don't get used to what you've been seeing. He's subject to change at any moment. And that's what I love about him. When he calls a mission to the forefront, he knows what he's doing. He's putting it in your heart. He's putting it in another pastor's heart. That means it's time for it to be done. So I honor you and my sister and all that God is doing in you all's ministry just to show his mighty hand, his glory, and let others know he yet reigns. Now, brother, I want to talk to you because I know we're talking about the Kingdom Men's Conference, but let's share with the audience, too, that you are a loving husband, a father, an artist, and an entrepreneur. How do you handle all of that and still fulfill your pastoring? Talk to us about the different roles and how it affects your life and how God allows you to have the strength to do it all.
Glory be to God. Well, since we're talking about, you know, kingdom man, glory be to God, we can only look towards the hill. The Lord gives me the strength. Glory be to God. There's nothing I do. Glory be to God. We're going to do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. Who strengthens us. Hallelujah. And I want to say something about the book you came out of, the exhortation. Hallelujah. Matthew 14, when it says that when Peter said, "Is this you? Tell me to come." And Jesus said, "Come." And we know that faith comes by hearing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he didn't come until he heard. Glory be to God. So everything I do, I hear from God's book. I hear from the Lord first that gives me the strength, because it said that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we get our power from our faith, glory be to God, that's generated by God. Glory be to God. So the reason why I'm able to do the things that I do, to be a good husband, comes from God. To be a good father, it comes from God. To be a business owner, it comes from God. Everything comes from our Lord and Savior. And I'm just pleased that he chose me, glory be to God. He gave me the mantle to do all these things. It's all glory to God, Pastor Michelle. It's nothing I do, but I just hear from God. And faith comes by hearing. So, hallelujah, that when I hear it, I believe, hallelujah, that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And by us believing, because in John 20:29, it said, "Blessed is the ones that believe without sin." Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. You may not see the results first off. Glory be to God. It's been these things that the Lord wants you to do, but if you continue to believe in the word, glory be to God, to begin to get watered by the word in the mighty name of Jesus, then you will begin to grow from the word. So I just thank God.
Yes, and we bless God for you, and I'm glad you said that. For a brother, a man that's listening, that all things are possible with God. Maybe you're feeling like you can't rise to the occasion. My brother, just said. It comes from the Lord. You have to be connected to the Lord to gain the strength. And you need to look. He said, look to the hills from whence cometh your help. And all of your
come
help
on,
will
here.
Come from the Lord. I need you to leave a word and talk to a brother that's out there that feels all hope is gone. Maybe they don't have a job. Maybe they feel like they're missing something major in their life, and they just don't know how to get a grip. Would you minister to them and let them, oh God, the same God that got you where you are is able to come and get them where they are. Would you do that for us? Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, yes. The word of God says that he has no respect of a person. Glory be to God means that he don't have any favors, that he has favor. The only thing, hallelujah, brother, who's going through something right now, glory be to God. Oh, my sister that may be going through something right now, glory be to God. And you don't think, glory be to God, that it's going to be a way out. The Lord will say, I will be your exodus. You just hold on, glory be to God. For in the troubled waters, he said, I'm going to be your floater. Oh, my Lord, on today, I'm going to be your life support jacket. Just hold on, glory be to God, because the word of God will keep you afloat in the mighty name of Jesus. See, we got a tendency, glory be to God, that when we go through things, we want to run away from God. And the Lord is saying, glory be to God, in the things that you're going through, glory be to God, that your faith, hallelujah, proves itself. Oh, my Lord, on today, he said, don't think it's funny that you're going through these trials. Don't think it's strange that you're going through these trials, but this and these trials, my endurance has a chance to grow. So I just want to tell the brother who's going through something right now, or the sister, they may be going through something right now. The Lord has took you through this point right now, brought you to this point to build you up in the mighty name of Jesus. He has brought you to this point, glory be to God, to prepare you for what lies ahead. Glory be to God, prosperity
Hallelujah.
Lies ahead. Success lies ahead. Healing lies ahead. The increase lies ahead. Mending, reconciliation lies ahead. But you got to put your trust in God. Remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that I said in John verse 20 and 29, blessed are the ones that believe without seeing. And the Lord told us that because he said you're not going to see it at first, but believe it will manifest. And I want to leave you with this right here, one of the first scriptures, the first passage that the Lord allowed me, glory be to God, to be ingrained in my heart was Hebrews 11:1, when he said that now faith is the substance of things hoped for that have not yet. Underscore that word, have not yet. Glory be to God. That means it's there. Hallelujah. That means that you haven't seen it yet. He's not talking about himself, because our Lord sees all. Glory be to God. He knows all. So he knows the things that he has in store for you. For I got plans to prosper you and not to harm you. You just haven't got to that point yet. But the Lord is saying that I
am
the godly. Psalms 37:23, for I order the steps of the godly. That means, hallelujah, that today you have become a step closer to your manifestation. Today you have come a step closer to your healing. Today you have come a step closer to your prosperity. For the Lord said, I order the steps. So if the Lord is guiding me, that means I'm getting closer to the promise that he spoke over my life. So brother and my sister, hold on to the word of God, because this too shall pass, and you will walk into a mighty harvest.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. I praise God for you, your testimony, your life. One last thing before we let you go, for those that need to get in contact with you, would like to connect with you, the ministry, and we know the Kingdom Men's Conference is coming up. Would you share your contact information with them? And also, you and your wife have a beautiful clothing line and accessories that you have. Talk to us also about Leola's. Would you share that with the listening audience as well, and let them know about where to find that as well, so that they can connect with you all on that level as well? Thank you.
Amen, amen. Leola's is my wife, my beautiful wife, Alicia Carey. I miss, that's my boo-boo. She had to go do some things. She's normally right here with me, but me and my wife, we have a business, Leola's Clothing. The name Leola's came from Both of our mothers' names have Lee in it, and then her grandmother, glory be to God, rest her beautiful soul. So we came up with the concept of Lee Olas, glory be to God. The Lord gave her the vision, glory be to God, and the Lord allowed us, hallelujah, to walk in that vision, glory be to God. So we've been having the clothing line for about 2 years now. You can get in, you can go to Lee Olas, www.leeolas.com. Glory be to God. Once you go there, you're going to be navigated to our website, and you're going to see our graphic design T-shirts. We got something for our sisters. We got something for our brothers. We have something for the youth as well. Glory be to God. You can go there at www.leeolas.com. Glory be to God. And our ministry, we're on Facebook at Carried Across Church. Glory be to God. My wife, she has a woman's ministry, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can find her as First Lady Alicia Curry on Facebook and as Instagram as well. Carried Across Church and First Lady Alicia Curry, and also myself, Low Curry Senior.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, brother. We are praying for the conference on this weekend and knowing God is going to show up and show out. And we love you and our sister, and pray God's best for you all in your life, your ministry, everything concerning you, that he will prosper you, that you will have all he has promised you. So God bless you on today. Thank you for joining
God
us on today. Listening audience, I want you to connect up with my brother and my sister, our family, our elation family, that you may be able to partake in this wonderful Kingdom Men's Conference on this weekend. You have the information, and if you haven't heard this live, you can catch it on the replay, and it's on mostly all digital platforms under Elation Radio. Listen up and look for Just For You and our podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. But you'll also find other podcasts that are connected to Elation Radio that you can listen to as the Lord would give you. Listen, I'm super excited. Before we close out, as my husband was listening and talking, he was so excited to hear of our brother's talk. He wanted to greet the audience on today and just leave an encouraging word as well.
Good afternoon, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Praise God. I just wanted to encourage you as a pastor. You know, I've been admiring how so many of the generals now are passing off, and the torches are being passed down to the younger generation that have been standing in the gap. And I so much appreciate what has been going forth in some of those generals. I think about you and my brother, as well as brother Elijah Cole, how so many of us have been laying in the gaps, just watching and paying and lingering and going through the motions of being saved and going through so many different things of life. I'm so glad that we are now the generation that's coming to pass, that's stepping up to do what they're supposed to do concerning passing the church as well. Some of the forefathers have already gone on, my father and other preachers have gone on so many times, done what they had to do to lay down the law of things of what happened. And so now I thank God that we're now stepping up to the part of doing our job as we were in saved and got saved and didn't quite understand what all this thing was about, coming in fruition to know what God is asking us to do as young people, as young mid-age, you know what I'm saying? We're not old, but we're not young either. You understand what I'm saying? I'm so glad that the torch is being passed on to us, that we're stepping up and doing what God asked us to do, because so many of the generals are dropping off. So it's our job to carry on this thing. And we have labored and saw and watched and done, went through Sunday school and all those different things down through the years. And so it's time for the middle age to step up and do it. And I'm so glad that everybody's taking their part and doing what God has asked them to do. You be encouraged, my brother. Keep doing what God asked you and your wife and your ministry to do. And don't look back. Don't fold. Don't give up. Don't get weary and well doing what you see.
Yes, Lord.
We went over some things that our last ministry with Job, how he went through, now 3 years, went through so much of turmoil. Well, he was determined.
Mm-hmm.
As it started off, I said he was a young young man, one of the richest men in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he still fast for what he believed, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't give up on that, no matter what came at him. So I thank God for your tenacity and you and your wife's tenacity. Keep moving forward, and God bless you as well.
God bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we just thank God for all that has taken place on today, and we encourage you, the listening audience, to stay close to God. Whatever you do, don't leave his side. Don't walk away from him. This is a time to draw closer to him. And if you don't know him today in the pardon of your sins, we invite you to be a part of the body of Christ. Listen, what he's done for my brother Lo, Pastor Lo Curry, First Lady Alicia, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, Pastor Don, myself, and all of the believers, he can do it for you. But it comes with us believing in our hearts and confessing with our mouths. So you have to understand, when you give your life to the Lord, it is a covenant. It is a commitment. It isn't something you fall in and fall out of. But should you have an issue, he will be right there, just like he was for Peter. So we encourage you, if you are not saved on today, there are many ministries available. You've heard Curry the Cross Church, as well as other ministries that we can connect you with. There's United in the Name of Jesus, various ministries. But what you want to do is first accept and receive them and commit to continuing your walk with the Lord. So we encourage you to do that. All of this would mean nothing if we can't win souls for the kingdom. And that is what the Bible says, that he that winneth souls is wise. So we don't want you to feel eliminated out of the family. We welcome you into the body of Christ. If you will do that on today, and you said, listen, Pastor Michelle, I received the Lord, or I gave my life back to the Lord. Listen, we want to hear from you. We want you to always let somebody know. Listen, I don't know nothing about a private love. I've been married to my husband 26 years. I don't dare want to say I'm married and have a private love that don't nobody know about. Just like that should be the way we love the Lord. That's someone should know, not just in our shouting and our dancing, not just in the way we say things, but the way we live, that they'll be drawn closer to him. So I encourage you on today, stay with the Lord. Listen, if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. If you've had a baby, gotten a new job, God has blessed you with your home, whatever it may be, here at Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Then we know on the other end of the spectrum, there are times when you're going to go through. There are times when prayer is needed. And we want you to understand, here is just for you and Elation Radio. We are a praying family. We are praying for you, praying that the Lord would heal, praying that the Lord would deliver, praying that he would have his divine will and way. You are not alone. We are praying and we're trusting God for what you need in him. Then there are times when loved ones pass on. We send our condolences out to Cleophas Robertson III's family and his passing. We are all families that have lost a love, that have gone through, that are seeking the face of God. We are praying for you on today. And then we want you to know that the Lord God is a provider. If you are in need, not only from the flood that has taken place here in St. Louis, Missouri, but just in need, perhaps you need food, perhaps you need toiletries, perhaps you need other items, we would love for you to connect with United Way. 211 is what you would dial in the St. Louis area. United Way is across the country. If you're listening in from another city, you would look it up for your area and know that when you call, they're going to be a referral site. They will refer you to an agency that will be able to meet your need, but you first starts with a call. And not only do we have United Way, we also have Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.org. They just finished a fabulous weekend over at the convention center where there were haircuts for children. There were different activities going on to celebrate children going back to school. Also, there was an amnesty again for those that had various tickets that needed assistance to avoid and have warrants taken care of and all of those things. If you'd like more information about the offerings of Urban League St. Louis, please reach out. Contact them at ulstl.org. I'd like to share with you some wonderful information. There's also an opportunity that you can share with us at Elation Radio at the Women of Elation. We're on the second and the fourth Fridays on Clubhouse. That's right. Meet us at the club. Please join us. You'd have to download the app if you don't have it. Collect and click on From Ashes to Beauty. Join our group so you can find out more information about who will be speaking on the weeks that are available, and then also to find out more about From Ashes to Beauty. On Monday nights, you can hear Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Pastor Michelle Wright, myself. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve. We'll be serving on Facebook Live for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly, and that's Mondays at 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you to know we'll be glad to see you in the house. We study to show ourselves approved. Also, on Wednesdays, which is today, you can hear us on Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. I love our family. And listen, you can hear us at 5:30 p.m. Central p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you to keep your ears open for some upcoming announcements we'll be making. We have some great things coming up with our Elation family. As I've stated, you can always hear all Elation podcasts on most of your digital platforms. Look under Elation Radio or Just For You. You look under Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And then you can look up all of the podcasts and see what is available on Elation Radio. Listen, we would be nothing without the Lord, but we certainly never take for granted those that listen in from week to week and send us encouraging information. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can reach us at Michelle Wright, that's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. On LinkedIn, it's the same name. For Instagram, it's His Blessed World 7. That's His Blessed World 7. Hallelujah, on Instagram. I want to thank you for your time today and praise the Lord for all that has taken place. A special thank you to our special guest, Pastor Lowe Curry Sr. Thank you to our wonderful producer, Dr. Jimmy Robinson, and of course, thankful that my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., joined in with us on today. I want you to know you are loved. If nobody has told you you are loved, you are loved. We thank you again for joining in. We're going to pray out. And again, if you have any prayer concerns or you'd like to send us your community announcements, we've given you the information to contact us, and we look forward to hearing from you. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. We worship you for who you are, what you've done, and how you've touched the lives of your people. Thank you for our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Thank you for Elation Radio. Thank you for not only all of the listeners, but their families as well. Father, have your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and then give us hearts to forgive. We don't want to have anything that will keep us from you. We don't want to be workers of iniquity, that you would tell us that we are to depart from you. Hallelujah. We want our minds, our spirits, our souls, our hearts, our bodies to be right with you, that you may be glorified and lifted high. So we ask, God, that you come in, save, heal, and deliver. And for those that are in need of you, that cry out to you, just as Peter said, and you said, come. Lord, we come on today with open hearts, open minds, open ears, to hear what thus says the Lord, as my brother reminded us, that we cannot hear without a preacher. So, Lord, we thank you for the word going forth. We thank you for all that is taking place. Cover and bless this Kingdom Men's Conference on this weekend. Bless the Currys, Pastor Curry, First Lady Alicia Curry. Bless them and their work, and bless everyone listening in. We thank you and praise you in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus.
God squad. I'm on a different type of groove.
Uh-huh.
I don't do the club cause the devil make the rules.
All right.
I don't curse a storm cause my father told me better. You can't edify the people if you curse with every letter.
Right.
And you ain't gotta settle.
Uh-huh.
Turn over to whoever.
Yeah.
He made us bold as lions and we tougher than some leather. Know the devil's gonna spin his purpose to keep us down. But you can repent from sin, let Jesus turn it around. So bruh, is it true what they say?
Lie.
You can be forgiven, cast every sin away.
Lie.
If you change within, can live, be born again. Surrender it to the Lord, let renovation begin.
That
you
right.
Got it, let's tap on in. Salvation is when we win. See people gon' doubt your walk, but your testimony in him.
Yeah.
He cover you from your brim to the bottom of every Tim.
Yeah.
The truth ain't in the pudding, it's definitely rotting in him. Authentic.
Strength of my condition, no plastic made religion. My faith is my insurance, elevating my position. Reached through the heavens, took me out of hell's prison.
That right.
Put me in the water, came out
yeah.
as a Christian.
Okay, Jesus is authentic. Jesus is authentic. Jesus is authentic.
Yeah.
Jesus is authentic. Jesus is authentic. Jesus is authentic.
God squad, bro.
Authentic. Jesus is authentic.
You know
yeah.
I worship all authentic.
Yeah.
If we talking about my body, yeah, that's rented.
That's
and
rented.
In the book of Romans, yeah, I'm in it. Get my body as a sacrifice while I'm living. Not kidding,
yeah.
Y'all tripping like a shoe untied. If
you thinking that the squad ain't unified? See, we got strong ties, three safe guys, eyes on Christ, like that line, please rewind. Squad in the building, lock their door on a hater, praising God, yeah, we down with the Alpha and Omega, versus Mega Swag Ultra, God won't cross ya. If you want anointing, you can bet it's gon' cost ya. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. We keep it real, no knockoff, trying to reach the folks that'll try and blow your top off. If you don't back off, you came for all y'all.
Strength of my condition, no plastic made religion. My faith is my insurance, elevating my position. Reached through the heavens, took me out of hell's prison.
Right.
Put me in the water, came out as a Christian.
Okay, Jesus is authentic. 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 Jesus is authentic.
Yeah. Who can take you from the storm, then block the hatred? Put a hold on your life, have you stuck in the matrix? Updated my status, hashtag authentic. When I told you about the swag, no lie, I missed it. My faith in this book, he is the ground salvation. Give him an encore praise, I mean a standing ovation. I'm God's creation, pull me out of the basement. My sins cremated, purity replacement. Never mind me, I'm on my biblical stunt. The devil ain't nothing, just a lyrical punk. Christ lit the torch, now my soul's on fire. Meditating on this word, no Buddha required. About my father business, no need to rehearse. Soon as I die, he allow me to reverse. My condition is critical, my God's official. With no striped shirt, no need for a whistle, authentic.
Strength of my condition, no plastic made religion. My faith is my insurance, elevating my position. Reached through the heavens, took me out of hell's prison.
Right.
Put me in the water, came out as a Christian.
Okay, Jesus is authentic, Jesus is authentic. Jesus is authentic, Jesus is authentic. Jesus is authentic, Jesus is authentic. Jesus is authentic, Jesus is authentic.
Yeah.